AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. At the Kabul airport,
flight operations have resumed.
Major General Hank Taylor says the airlift was paused for about 7 hours to deal with a backlog at the airports where the evacuees were being taken. President Biden stands by his promise to get all Americans and others out of Afghanistan.
This is one of the largest, most difficult airlifts in history. And the only country in the world capable of projecting this much power on the far side of the world with this degree of precision is the United States of America.
The president acknowledges the evacuation has been a struggle.
We made clear to the Taliban that any attack on our forces or disruption of our operations at the airport will be met with swift and forceful response. We're also keeping a close watch on any potential terrorist threat.
State Department spokesman Ned Price says he has no doubts that Afghans are having trouble getting to the airport.
Every single report of impeded access is something we take extraordinarily seriously. The stories that we're hearing from some of these individuals are harrowing.
A U.S. Chinook helicopter picked up 98 Afghans, mainly women and children, in Kabul and flew them to the airport. Jacksonville, Florida, one of the major hotspots in the Delta surge.
In Jacksonville, the caseload at Baptist Health's hospitals is more than double last summer's, and Dr. Timothy Groover sees a change in the patients filling the wards.
It's attacking the younger, and the younger are sicker, and they're sicker quicker.
Baptist Health is making do by converting empty spaces, adding more than 100 beds. They're also working overtime to persuade people to get vaccinated.
It's one person reaching out to areas where they have influence, and I think that's how we win this game.
Florida currently accounts for about 20% of cases nationwide. I'm Ben Thomas.
This is AP News. Mike Richards is out after having the job as host of TV's Jeopardy for just a week. Some podcast remarks made by Richards were uncovered, where he made disparaging remarks about women. Richards plans to stay on as executive producer of Jeopardy. Syracuse University pop culture professor Robert Thompson was asked who may fill the role once held by the late Alex Trebek.
It did give a sense that this was something of an audition, and then giving it to the inside job guy in the first place, one of the executive producers, I think looked bad, and I think they could have expected that it would have looked bad in spite of the fact that he did a very good job.
A 3-judge panel on the Federal Appeals Court in Washington, D.C. allows the COVID-related pause on evictions imposed by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to remain in place. The landlord group suing to end the moratorium has filed an emergency motion with the Supreme Court, urging the justices to allow evictions to proceed. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.